This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. As we near the end of the legislative session, budget and tax issues are becoming the major focus for lawmakers at the State House. The Senate budget plan, which passed this week by a vote of 30-0, is a little different from the one adopted by the House last month. That passed on a vote of 143-1. Also, in these final days of the session, Governor Phil Scott has proposed a major change in the way that teachers get their health care. It's a situation where the outcome of one of these issues could definitely have an impact on many of the others. With us now to sort through all of this is Elizabeth Hewitt of VT Digger. Elizabeth, great to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start off with the Senate budget. Is it that much different from the House budget?
Well, it is about $14.5 million bigger than the version that the House passed last month. And it includes funding for several pretty popular initiatives, including mental health care and funding the state college system and for sort of help supporting the child care system as well. But the way that the Senate got to fund these initiatives that the House had decided not to was by shifting this this annual payment into the teachers' retirement fund from the state's general fund into the education fund. And this is a kind of controversial move. There's a lot of support in the Senate so far for this, but there might not be so much support from others down the road.
So why do you think the Senate Appropriations Committee took this option?
Well, Senator Jane Kitchell, who's the chair of that committee, said that this is something that's been discussed for a really long time. This is an annual payment. This year, it's about $7.9 million into a retirement fund for teachers who are currently employed. This is just one of several appropriations that go into the education, into supporting the education system out of the general fund every year. And she said, you know, there's a belief that this is legitimately an education fund expenditure and that that's why they decided to put it there. A lot of people have some questions about that. There's a big push from the treasurer, for instance, to ensure that this is always funded to the full amount, because in the past it has not always been funded at that level. And so there's that piece. And then the bigger issue for many is that this could have an impact on property taxes, and likely will in years to come. And that's an issue that many lawmakers and the governor came to Montpelier on the promise of not raising property taxes. And that's a tough pill for some to swallow.
So the governor's made it really clear throughout the whole session that he is not going to support any legislation that raises taxes or fees. Does this fall under that category?
My understanding is that the governor is not a fan of this proposal on its own, unless legislators take on this other proposal that he has brought forward that would that he says would bring in or would save the state about $26 million a year by changing how teachers' health care is negotiated. Currently, it's negotiated at local levels, and his proposal would be to shift that negotiation to a statewide level. And he came forward with that pretty strongly earlier this week. He held a press conference on Tuesday and had support from several organizations and school boards around the state who said this is a really great idea to save money. And it has, however, gotten a pretty chilly reception from many lawmakers.
And this is happening now because of the Affordable Care Act?
That's my understanding, is that this is the governor says that this is a unique opportunity because all teachers' health care plans are coming up for renegotiation at the same time across the state. So far, last I heard, about 7 districts had already reached a conclusion on this, but that still leaves a lot of open doors.
How do members of the Senate Democratic leadership view this proposal?
Well, this proposal came in sort of at the last minute. It became public late last week, which was at the same time that they were finalizing work on the budget and finalizing work on the tax bills, and including the education tax bill. And Senate leadership really felt that this was too late in the game, that they at that point were just over 2 weeks away from when they want to adjourn. And this is a significant shift in policy. And they felt that this was coming up too late and had some concerns. There's some skepticism that this might not deliver the savings that the governor and others claim. well.
So to be clear about this proposal, right now, teachers negotiate their health care plans with their local school boards, and the plans can actually vary from school district to school district. But the governor's plan would establish essentially a statewide teacher's contract for health care, and the state would actually negotiate that contract?
That's my understanding of the proposal, yes. And this has raised some concerns, sort of predictably, from the union that represents Vermont teachers, who says that this is not representative, this is not fair to teachers who use the collective bargaining process, and that it steps on their rights. And so it does definitely have a lot of opponents in addition to those who support it.
Are there any folks who are concerned that the state is basically taking savings that accrue at the local level and taking those savings and using it for state spending?
You know, I haven't heard directly from people about that, but it's interesting because there has actually, from the opposite perspective, part of what Senator Jane Kitchell used as her as an argument for her proposal to shift some of the teachers' retirement, some of that obligation into the education fund. She said that so far the state has been paying for a lot of decisions that are made at the local level. And so there certainly is a question of whose responsibility is it to be meeting these obligations.
You mentioned some members of the Senate feel that this plan is very complicated and really came up much too late in the session. We're looking at maybe another week before mm-hmm. adjournment. Does this plan have any chance of being adopted?
Certainly there are members of the Senate and the House who are hopeful that it could go forward at this point. The part of why Republican members of the Senate voted for the budget earlier this week was with the expectation that they still saw a path forward for Governor Scott's proposal to make it into the state's education tax bill this year. And we're working on an amendment to bring that forward on the floor. And my understanding is there's been discussion from members in the House of doing the same. So that certainly there are people who think that this is possible and who think that this is the right time to do it. I would say with 1 week to go and a lot of details to work through in the state's finances, I'm not sure how viable it really is.
And then we have that disagreement that you mentioned right off the bat between the Senate and the House concerning the teachers' retirement funds. How do you resolve that? The Senate saying, let's move that money from the general fund to the education fund. The House saying, hey, maybe not so quick. How hard is that going to be to get resolved?
I think it could be pretty tricky. You know, the Senate's decision to do that, we really have two different philosophies behind the budgets that came out of each chamber. And the Senate made this decision to find some extra money and to invest in these programs that are pretty popular and that people across political stripes agree are priorities. But you have the House that really prioritized this year. They put forward a budget that had no new revenue. It didn't move that expense onto the education fund, and they made a lot of tough choices to cut those out. And so there is this difference there of about $14 million that they're going to have to figure out. They're going to have to reconcile next week, and it's not really clear how many different avenues they can go down to reconcile the difference there.
Is this the kind of thing that could delay adjournment, do you think?
Well, the money bills are the bills that they need to finish. These are the only really critical pieces of legislation. And at this point, it does still seem viable that they can get out. Amazing things happen at the end of the legislative session. So, you know, we definitely could see adjournment next week. On the other hand, if I were a member of the Senate or House, I probably wouldn't be booking any plane tickets the next week.
It's going to be fascinating to see how all of this turns out. Elizabeth Hewitt of VT Digger, many thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you for having me.